Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't remember the name of the tune, and all of a sudden it appears, and you pick it up, and it's like a thrill all over again. Did you ever have that feeling? Well, you're crazy. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I always plug my book because Mark Levin just came out with his book in the last couple of days. And he is a pioneer in restoring liberty. And we went to buy his book today at Barnes & Noble, and they had it concealed and buried up on the second floor, which is not fair. You know, I mean, the guy put all that effort into it. He's got a publisher. He went made a deal. And the least Barnes & Noble could do would be to introduce his book to new customers. But that's the way it goes with all conservatives. The communists do not want the truth to get out. It is really sad. It is absolutely sad. And we have no idea how many freedoms we are losing. And our children will never know, or our grandchildren will never know how many freedoms they lost, because you are born into a certain period and you have nothing to go back and compare to. You can only go forward and then compare to something in the past as you build into the future. And it's really sad because we're being sold down the river. There are too many special interest groups in Washington, I'm telling you, man. One term per termite, you get rid of all these politicians. They do not have your best interest at heart. If they really want to serve the country, let them make it a vocation and get out after one term. And don't take any money. Yeah, you know how many, if there was no pay, you know how many guys would be politicians tomorrow? All of them, because they would find other ways to rob the treasury. It is really sad. I don't know how we're going to be born again. We're going to have to be born again Americans. I can see the day, like if you ever went to an AA meeting and the guy starts off and he goes, "Hi, everybody, I'm Joe Green and I'm an alcoholic," and everybody goes, "Hello, Joe." One day we're all going to stand up and we're going to say, "Hi, everybody, I'm Joe Green and I'm an American. Hello, Joe. How are you?" We're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. You got the communists are taking over the country without firing a shot. Let me give you some news for the day, and then we'll jump back to Watoon. You know the story about there's a big, everybody's upset. They're crying, a racial incident. Everybody, my topic tonight is race cards. Yeah, and Obama's got a shoe full. You know what a shoe is? That's three decks. He's got three decks of race cards, plays them all the time. But anyway, some poor guy that's trying to earn a living as a clown in a rodeo in a small town is, he was wearing an Obama mask, and all of a sudden, this is a big racial incident. I never seen them when they used to wear the Nixon masks and the Ronald Reagan masks and rob banks. Nobody said anything about that. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we are a phony nation, and we're being led by phonies. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Not only does this president kill jobs, he fires poor people. That low-paid rodeo clown has been barred for life. They fired him because he insulted the president. Are you kidding me? Do you know what they used to do to a Bush every night? Every night, Bush was lambasted. Unbelievable. Saturday Night Live did Bush every night. Did Sarah Palin. They ruined Sarah Palin. You cannot be a Republican and a woman and not survive the slings and arrows. And did you see the girl getting the interview, Anthony Weiner's text partner? She said that Michelle Bachmann was a nut. Michelle Bachmann was a nut, you know? She's the mother of 29 children. And what has this girl got to show for her life's work? A picture with Anthony Weiner? Give me a break, man. And now she's a celebrity. And you got to watch out being a celebrity, because when you fall out of the light, some people commit suicide, like a girl that was on American Idol has taken her life. Very beautiful. She's about 26. Checkout time. She couldn't take it. She couldn't handle it. Has nothing to do with drugs. How do you know? How do you know it has nothing to do with drugs? Everything has to do with drugs. All crime is drug-related. So not only does this president kill jobs, he fires poor people. That low-paid rodeo clown has been barred for life. He had him barred for life. He should be reinstated and paid double with free Obamacare like the Senate gets, plus insider trading privileges. This is another chicken fillet scenario. You know what? Everybody should show up next rodeo day wearing Obama masks. Have a mask of protest. The media will die. They'll have a heart attack. They'll be covering that up. Do you know, I saw a picture of, you know, the first picture that came out of the three guys that beat up the white guy on the bus. Do you know there was one media outlet whited out the three black guys? They whited them out. They painted them with white out. Unbelievable. Everybody shows up next rodeo day wearing Obama masks. And we'll be talking tonight. We need a little Tea Party affirmative reaction. So if you're out there in that rodeo town that just lost a good clown, a hard-working clown, a guy that was standing up against the bulls and was fired by a bull thrower, get his job back for him. We need every man working today. There's a medical report that CNN and NBC employees are going to the doctor complaining about migraines, and the doctor has ordered them to watch Fox. And why? It's good for what ails them. Roger Ailes is the guy that runs Fox. The Tea Party can beat Hillary if they put Sarah Palin up against her. And here's the schedule. Debate number one and beauty contest. Results are already out. 11 judges are voting, and 10 voted for Sarah, and 1 committed suicide. Debate number two and moose wrestling contest. And the result is Sarah wins and Hillary breaks an antler. Debate number three and bake-off. Result, Sarah wins with her baked Alaska, and Hillary eats her donuts before the contest. Debate number four and hunting expedition. Sarah bags David Letterman and Bill Maher, and Hillary bags the White House as silverware. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. You lost your country and you're never getting it back. The first opening tune I played, I mentioned how much, you know, something stays with you forever. You know, a tune has memories. It's a time in your life. You were young. You know, everything was coming up roses. You probably had $2 in your pocket, but you were richer than an old man with millions, right? So the tune you heard tonight was by the Del Vikings. And that wasn't one of their biggest hits, but it's the one I like. Is it any wonder that I'm falling for you? That's when there used to be love. Now there's only a pre-nuptial agreements. Would you believe it if I told you there were people that used to get married that didn't know how much money each other made? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You try and do that today, you see what happens. They got a net worth work up there on the phone with their accountant and their divorce lawyer. Yeah, men are as bad as the women. As a matter of fact, I think the men are worse. The men are worse. And you know what bugs me? How women will have like tummy tucks, breast implants, cheek implants, and then they go out and they mate, and then they go to the abortion clinic and kill the kid. Why did you get all dolled up? Why did you do all that work? For what? Well, you know what'll happen when you do that? The church bells will never ring for you.
Hi, you boys and girls. This is Captain Boycott. I thought I'd just share this with you. This couple of lines that are kind of cute. And the subject is entitled "The Lawyer." Doctor, before you performed the autopsy, did you check for a pulse? No. Did you check for blood pressure? No. Did you check for breathing? No. So then, is it possible that the patient was alive when you began the autopsy? No. How can you be so sure, doctor? Because his brain was sitting on my desk in a jar. But could the patient still have been alive nevertheless? Yes, it is possible that he could have been alive and practicing law somewhere.
Okay. Piers Morgan says women should not have guns. They're trying to make this guy out to be an idol. And you know how they do it. He takes controversial positions, and everybody gets upset, and they got to get a look at who he is. And that's how he gets his ratings up. He'll when he gets desperate, there'll be the headline, "Piers Morgan shoots Donna Karen." Piers Morgan says women should not have guns. Women need guns more than men. Women have been indoctrinated to be fearful of guns. It is part of the brainwashing program. Every day you lose a little bit of freedom. You don't always see the punchline. And the joke's on you. Every woman should take an NRA gun safety course. You don't need a big Clint Eastwood gun. All you need is a dainty 6-round 22 caliber mind changer and a nice Coach holster. Besides, a shooting range is a great place to meet guys. It beats the laundromat and the supermarket. Stay away from the vegetable section. There are too many Democrats. Anthony Wieners. Stay away from the vegetable section. There are too many Anthony Wieners. And speaking of the fruit section, Piers Morgan, he destroyed England, and now he is here. If we lost in 1776, he would be the Duke of New York. But in 1781, we sent the losers back to England. Did you know that? Did you know that they all had to go? They had to leave the country? They were given an option to stay, but they didn't want it. So never trust a guy named Piers who hangs around Navy ships. And having said that, we shall give you another tune because you've been so good. Devil or Angel, we're going to go religious tonight.
Devil or Angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you. Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I'll go out of my mind. Devil or angel, like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel, devil or angel, please say
are you the judge that ruled the police in New York can no longer do their job? Oh, we'd like to get your picture. Would you mind standing against the wall and we'll take a quick shot?
Ready! Aim! Fire!
From out of the east New York City, the wind carries the cry of the Razzulli. Oh, my beloved, rise up. Touch the eyes, touch the lips, touch the ears. Touch the forehead to the ground. Fart high. Oh, my beloved, I am sending out the message to the potential Islamic martyrs. Greetings from the Ayatollah of the Truth, the Razzulli of the Big Apple. Now you can register for jihad in the comfort of your home. You can blow yourself up without having to leave the house. If you sign up right now, you get a free fatwa pillow for your big fatwa ass. And the good news is the Ayatollah of the Truth is paying an 80 virgin commission with a coupon. Just send $50 in a self-addressed anthrax envelope to the follower of the Prophet, Profit, Cave 608, Berkeley, California, Nowhere, USA. Be sure to send the $50 in a separate clean envelope so we can register your name in paradise. I has spoken. Abu Tam, the American Fundamentalist, www.captainsblog.us, www.spiritofamericaparty.com, and www.pirateradio. Thank you, my beloved.
Shop and they have a parrot on a perch outside the front of the store. And the parrot goes, "Hey, you." She goes, "What?" "You're ugly." Next day she's going by, same parrot, "Hey, you." She says, "What?" "You're ugly." She goes inside the store. She says to the guy behind the counter, "Listen, that parrot out there insults me all the time every time I pass by. If you don't do something about that parrot, I'm going to sue you. I'll own this store." He says, lady, don't get upset. I'll take care of it. I'll have a talk with the parrot. Not to worry. I'll take care of everything." Next day, she's walking by, and there's the parrot, and he goes, "Hey, you!" And she goes, "What?" "You know." Here's a tearjerker for you. Had two parrots, and one was a very talkative parrot, and the other one said nothing at all. He was getting very frustrated, and so he could only hear the one parrot talking, and he kept looking at the other parrot. He kept trying to get the parrot to talk. The parrot never said anything. Finally, he comes home one day, and the parrot that couldn't talk is dead at the bottom of the cage. He turns to the other parrot, and he goes, "Did he say anything before he died?" The other parrot says, "Yeah, he said, who moved the ladder?" And what was the other one? This guy bought a parrot. He was a bachelor, and he bought a parrot, and he had the parrot in a cage, and he used to bring girls up to the house, and just as he was lighting candles and making the atmosphere nice and romantic, the parrot would go, "Somebody's going to get kissed." And it would scare the girls off. So after about the third episode, he said, "I can't take this no more." He goes down to the pet shop, and he goes, "Listen, every time I bring somebody over to the house, this parrot, he breaks my routine up." And the guy says, "You know what you got to do? You got to keep him occupied. Get him a female parrot." He goes, "Okay, give me a female parrot." He says, "We don't have a female parrot, but we do have an owl." He says, "Okay, give me the owl." So he puts the owl in the cage with the other parrot. And that night he brings over a beautiful girl, and he sits down at lighting candles. And the parrot goes, "Somebody's going to get kissed." And the owl goes, "Ooh, ooh." He goes, "Not you, flat face." Okay, I'll give you another tune. What are we going to do? A little Cuban fantasy. This is a long tune. I'm going to cut it short. So forgive the briefness when I do cut it short. Cuban fantasy. Thank you. get off the melody in jazz. I don't like it. I like when they play the melody. Melody sounds great. But when they start to go creative, it's a little bit too much for me. I'm not that far out. I'm very close to home. Okay, my topic that's now coming up is entitled Swallows. Do you know what swallows are besides birds? Swallows are KGB agents, and they are trained by the Soviet Supreme, and their only job is to compromise men, women, and use sexual favors to get them to come under their power and their control, you know, taking pictures, threatening to tell your wife, taking pictures, threatening to tell the media. When the wall came down, communism came out to play. The so-called swallows trained in a government that has no God, pretty much like the demo camos, the pervert party, has all of us looking at Nazis but never at communists. Nazis died in 1945. Communists are in the Red House. Swallows are trained to compromise gay guys and women. It should be gays, guys, and women. Remember the senator in The Godfather who wanted a little Yolanda? That role could be played by Bob Menendez. Who is to say he was not compromised at the Sugar Daddy Lounge in El Salvador? And you remember the Secret Service agents, the guy that was drunk on the floor with his wallet out and his gun on the floor? Yeah. Oh, forgot about that, huh? Yeah, we're strong. We're the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Yeah, sure we are. Only at campaign time. Then after that, you got to go to Give Me My Excuse, Peach, number 27, the one when we are attacked at airports. Yeah, give me a break, man. So, did anybody count? Well, we're talking about Bob Menendez. Who is to say he was not compromised at the Sugar Daddy Lounge in El Salvador? Did anybody count the remaining girls? The destruction of a great nation comes at a great price. Colin Powell was the Royal Republican bring-along. And you notice they're talking about three choices for a Republican president, and one of them is Jeb Bush. No, no. Jesse Jackson is right on this one. Stay out the bushes. Yeah, no, we want somebody. I told you, we want Sarah Palin up against Hillary Clinton, and we want it in a shooting match. Skeet shooting. And the first one out of the catapult is David Letterman. Yeah. The destruction of a great nation comes at a great price. Powell was the Royal Republican bring-along, matching affirmative action for black votes. But the blacks aren't fooled by that. You ain't going to get them. You're not going to fool the Hispanics. They're not going to. They see right through that. You're very ignorant. But that's because you're up in ivory towers there. Do you know the difference between a Republican when he gets beat up and a Democrat when they get beat up? The Republican crawls into a corner and licks his wounds. The Democrats lick everybody's wounds. You know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican when they get caught stealing? The Republican says, I didn't do it. The Democrat says, you can't prove it. So here they are, they're looking for black votes, and they picked Powell. And Powell turned on him and voted for Obama and endorsed Obama. You see, you can't play those games. You got to be honest. You got to be true to your school. That's a Beach Boys song, by the way. Hey, buddy, be true to your school. Yeah, I should sing that song to Mr. Snowden, the KGB agent, and Private Manning, who mimeographed 750,000 memos. Do you know how hard it is to transmit 750,000 memos? Yeah, he must have had a very fast machine. Yeah, but the other guy, he went to China, he went to Russia, He's definitely KGB, and I understand he's now under the wings of KGB veterans. They don't call it KGB anymore. They call it, I think, FSB now. But it's the same guys. They just got different helmets. So Powell, in Desert Storm, he killed Americans when Junior went to Baghdad. The Republican Guard was trapped on the highway of death, if you remember, and Powell let them go, saying, enough, this is a turkey shoot. So the Republican Guard came back to kill American Marines in Fallujah, while American politicians negotiated to kill more Marines. In the middle of the battle, they blew the peace whistle, fell back, and bargained and lost. All the Marines who died in vain watched from heaven as their buddies had to fight it up all over again. I would have put those political sellouts on the front line card table facing Al-Qaeda, and when negotiations failed, open fire. And let them find out what it's like to be Benghazi. Here's a couple of YouTube short videos you may like. 911 Danny Boy, you should see that one at anniversary time or before. 911 Danny Boy. And the next, and that might be Abu Tam. 911 Danny Boy, might say Abu Tam after that. And YouTube SEAL Team 6 is sacrificed. SEAL Team 6 is sacrificed. And YouTube, a copy of Benghazi and 911 call. Now, that's not a copy of a 911 call. Somebody thought that they were going to find a 911 call there. No, I'm just giving that as a scenario. And YouTube, flag burners of record, you should know the enemy. And anybody who can vote to burn the flag, like Charlie Rangel, the Korean War vet, who voted to burn the flag that draped the bodies of his buddies. Yeah. What did he do it for? Capital gains, man, capital gains. Yeah. And if you want to see one that'll break your heart and change your mind, YouTube, Save the Kids. So having said that, I'm going to give you another tune, and then we will. Oh, this one is pretty good. This one, If Iran Gets the Bomb.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia, don't want to hurt no kangaroo. We're building all American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. A Japanese promoter paid to be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
There we go. That's not bad, huh? Let me see. You want to hear an Elvis potato story?
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Abu Tam, the American fun, the mentalist. And I'm going to play you a tune, and then I'm going to tell you a story. So now that you heard the tune, here is the story behind the tune. When Elvis was working in Las Vegas, he was out of his prime, and he was a little overweight, but he still drew a fabulous audience. And he did that song you just heard, and he sang it. He singled out a girl in the audience, and he completely mesmerized her with this song. And when he was finished singing the song, he walked over to the girl's table, and their eyes met, and there was magic in the air. And Elvis took her hand, and he said to her, "Are you going to eat that potato?" Oh, God. I heard Tom Snyder told that joke many years ago. I thought I'd share it with you.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Him and Hillary never hit it off. He's the one that called Clinton on his private line from a hotel with a hooker and put the hooker on the phone with President Pinocchio Pants. So nobody knows the Clintons better than Dick Morris. And and now he's a born-again American. But he has an article, and the article says, Hillary Group partnered with company that laundered $250 billion for Iran and violated sanctions. Okay. I have a saying, when you get to the top, it's all the same people. When I saw President Bush comparing library notes with President Clinton, I was totally disenfranchised. And when I saw President Bush put his arms around Donald Rumsfeld and say he will be with me to the end, and then he chucked them at Christmas time, I did not like that. I'm a loyal guy. I go down with the ship. Sometimes that's not good, but that's me, and that's how I'll be remembered. He went down with the ship. But Donald Rumsfeld was a faithful servant, and he was a warrior. And if you see what he did in his time as Secretary of Defense, and you see what Obama's crew has done in their time, they have unraveled all the good and all the gains that were made by Bush in the Middle East. They have wiped them all out and have gone backwards. And if you don't believe me, just tell me how you can label 2,500 Americans dead in Afghanistan as NATO troops and get away with it. Every day an American died under Bush, 17 microphones were stuck in a widowed mother, an orphaned mother's face. How does it feel to know your son was murdered by George Bush? Are you against this war now? Huh? You know that's what happened. They have been nailing Bush for days. They're still blaming Bush. They're still blaming Bush. Yeah, it's terrible. But Donald Rumsfeld, I used to call him the Rumsfeld Marshal. He put together a package, and he held it all together, and he gave us victories for 7 straight innings. And in baseball, any pitcher that pitches 7 straight innings gets the win when the relief pitcher comes in. And if you look at Bush's crew, he had a far better crew than what you see Obama has. You just look at the combat generals that Bush had and look at the flunkies that Obama has. Do you have any faith in Admiral Lemon, who says we'll never go to war with the Iranians? He's on there. He's on his battleship with the battle flag, and he's telling the Iranians we're never coming. Yeah. Admiral Lemon. And then they put him on an investigation panel for Benghazi. And he says everything looks good. Yeah. Leon Pinheda. Are you kidding me? Leon Pinheda, who said we just can't go into Benghazi guns a-blazing. We have to know what the situation is, what the layout is. Yeah. What about the guys that are laying out right over there right now? They know what the layout is. They're abandoned. Benghazi, 76% tonight of the American people want to know the truth about Benghazi. And I got to tell you, when the first American left to avenge 9-1-1 from these shores, I swore I would be there to watch their back and not betray them like the Vietnam vets got betrayed. The Vietnam vets, we lost the Vietnam War right here in New York City and in Chicago and in Kent State. And in Berkeley, that's where we lost the war. We never lost it in Vietnam. And then, never forget this, Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. But they always break that promise, and Benghazi is living proof of it. And when the truth comes out, my words will ring true. So in the meantime, Hillary, at a news conference in New Delhi on July the 29th, 2009, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who jokingly laughed about the death of Gaddafi, who was sodomized, tortured and sodomized, she jokingly laughed, "We came, we saw, we killed him." How's that for an attitude? Huh? You think she's pro-choice everywhere? Yeah, we came, we saw, we killed him. And her final statement was, who cares how they died? Now she's talking about Americans. and the ambassador, Chris Stevens, and if you notice, the media wouldn't even give credit to the other three guys, Dougherty, Woods, and Sean Smith. They never mentioned their names. It was Ambassador Stevens and three others. Three others? You don't have the courtesy and the decency to name three guys who gave their lives for this country? You are Pravda and Izvestia all rolled up into one. Yeah, who cares how they died? I got a picture of the Little Bighorn, and it says Hillary Clinton at the Little Bighorn hearings. And underneath it says, who cares how they died, whether it was too Cheyenne or too Sue out for a walk? Yeah, those words are going to come back to haunt her. When Sarah Palin skins her alive. Yeah. On July the 29th, 2009, at a news conference in New Delhi, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, oh, the Clintons made a lot of money in government. Man, I'll tell you. I think at a minimum they're worth $139 million. I think Bill got a commission of $100 million just for introducing the president of Kazakhstan to a Canadian businessman. He got a $100 million commission. Yeah. They're good savers. They made a lot of money in government. And they started out with a $25,000 a year job as governor of Arkansas. Now, those are real big business people. So here's what they're saying. She proudly announced that the Vital Voices Global Partnership, an NGO that she said she had founded, had partnered with Standard Chartered Bank to promote women's causes throughout Asia. How about promoting women's causes in the United States and stop the murder of 4,700 American babies a day? 4,700 American babies a day. Hitler couldn't work that fast. And he was concentrating on all ages. You don't think we're going to face Nuremberg trials in heaven? Unfortunately, Standard Chartered, which also donated generously to the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative. Oh, I wonder how many of those games they have, huh? Other kids are playing games, video games. The Clintons are playing money games. Yeah. Was charged by federal law and New York State prosecutors of laundering over $250 billion for Iran and deliberately helping Iran circumvent a sanctions imposed to cripple its nuclear program. Tell you a quick story. I was in Kuwait and I was introduced to guys from Iran who were looking to do business in Kuwait. And they told me a story, whether it's fiction or fact. It doesn't matter. It's a story that a due diligent guard in customs wanted a container opened to inspect it, and they said, you don't have to inspect this container. It's a government container. And he says, open it. I want to inspect it. So they opened it, and we know it was inside gold bars. And about a week later, the guard disappeared. Yeah, it's a wonderful world, isn't it? Everybody is looking out for the people. In August and December of 2012, the Standard Charter paid a total of $667 million in fines to settle the cases and admitted its criminal activity. I love it when the government fines. Boy, they got, you know what? If they fine enough, maybe they can cut everybody's taxes. Or will they find the non-taxpayers? First, the New York State Department of Financial Services fined Standard Chartered $340 million, and several months later, the Department of Justice negotiated a fine of $327 million. I wonder how you negotiate a fine of $327 million. Do you do something like this? Hey, you know, I could hit you for $500 million. But you know what? If you give me $30 million in champagne contributions so I can run for office, I can bring that fine down to $327 million. Would you take the discount? You don't think that BP didn't take care of President Obama's campaign contributions? What did BP pay in fines? You think it was a little more and they got a discount and Obama got maybe $10 million in champagne contributions? You don't think so, huh? Nah, that couldn't go on. This is America, the land of the freaks. I mean, the land of the free. Yeah, and the home of the broke. So, according to the New York State Department of Financial Services, who's the bigger crook, the government? Who's the bigger mafia, the mafia or the government? The Department of Financial Services, the 10 years of illegal activity by Standard Chartered left at the U.S. financial system vulnerable to terrorists, weapons dealers, drug kingpins, and corrupt regimes, and deprived law enforcement investigators of crucial information used to track all manner of criminal activity. And all the while, Standard Chartered was funding programs related to the Clintons. Now, I got to tell you something. Mark Rich just died. He died a couple of months ago. And his wife, ex-wife, Denise Rich, who presented President Clinton with two big bazooms on stage and a saxophone that Clinton later remarked to David Letterman on the anniversary of 9-1-1 show that he did blow with his friends, talking about the saxophone on the anniversary of 9-1-1. And the only reason David Letterman is alive is because there are 60,000 guys in the Hindu Kush tonight. The only reason I'm alive is because there are 60,000 guys in the Hindu Kush tonight who have yet to do the run out that Obama is staging for them. And you better pray to God that Obama doesn't sacrifice any more on the way out in the name of Salam Aleikum. So, having said that, Mark Rich died. He died a couple of months ago, and Denise Rich sold her $22 million apartment in New York, and she renounced her American citizenship. Yeah, you in for a penny, you in for a pound. And here's Patrick Henry saying, give me liberty or give me death. And Denise Rich is saying, give me my payout. In 2008, Standard Chartered agreed, on September 26, 2007, President Bill Clinton announced that the Standard Chartered had committed to underwrite $4 to $5 billion in debt over the next 5 years to renewable energy organizations in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. You know, they're talking about American corporations going overseas to make a bundle and not paying taxes on it. If you forced me overseas to earn a living, and you wanted your tax money, I tell you, sayonara, baby. But here, you've got politicians in this country who are allowed to do inside trading. They made a law that says they can steal, but Wall Street can't. How's that? There's a guy named Cohen that's up on charges now. They want to give him life in prison for inside trading. But the House and the Senate, that they can do it for free. And how else can you pay off a politician without a stock tip? In 2008, Standard Chartered agreed with the Clinton Global Initiative to invest $20 million over 5 years to help 20 million people in less advantaged areas of 20 cities worldwide. You know how that works, right? You know how that works. $100 goes to the poor through the government, and the poor gets a dollar, and it's taxed. Yeah. Also in 2008, a former president, Bill Clinton, announced a commitment by Standard Chartered in partnership with Vital Voices and the Clinton Global Initiative for a regional initiative called Women Can to promote economic empowerment for Asian women. How about economic empowerment for American housewives? Huh? How about a little American empowerment? Economic empowerment for the ladies with kids, huh? The ones that are building this country. How about that, huh? How about we pay them? How about we pay them to do the dishes? How about we pay them to change the diapers? How about we pay them to raise the next generation of true Americans? In September 2010, Standard Chartered committed to the Clinton Global Initiative to raise $100 million by 2020 to help eliminate avoidable blindness. In September of 2011, I wonder if it was on 911, Standard Chartered made another commitment to educate 1 million people with AIDS in Africa as part of the Clinton Global Initiative. Now, how does this money change hands? How does it get passed on? As recently as last year, Standard Chartered was the sponsor of the Clinton Global Initiative. The involvement of vital voices with Standard Chartered files in the face of Hillary Clinton's strong condemnation of Iran and her vigorous efforts to promote global sanctions to defer its nuclear weapon development. But the extensive involvement of the former secretary NGO, with which she still maintains a close connection, with a company essential to evading sanctions, raises serious questions about possible conflicts of interest. And don't forget, Anthony Weiner's wife has been Hillary's advisor for a long time, and she's Iranian, and her mother is an Iranian agent. Yeah, she's part of Hezbollah. Yeah, we are. You know where we are? We're down at the bottom. We're bottom feeders. Whatever falls down, we get. These big people up on the top, they have no idea how you're getting along. They have no idea how you're surviving. All they know is that treasury that they're sitting on gives them everything they want. Look at Jesse Jackson's kid. 2.5 years in jail. He'll be out in 90 days of good behavior. He became a role model. And what did he do? He stole his campaign funds. My friends, $1 per campaign contribution, whether you're GE or Joe the Plumber, is enough to get these guys going. And when they got $20 million in a war chest, look at Anthony Weiner. He's got five he's trying to waste. When you got $20 million in a war chest like Al Franken or Chuck Schumer, you got greed takes over. Greed takes over. You know what the Japanese say? A man is honest until he gets the chance. Unbelievable. So, we're running out of time. I will give you, I want to give you a quick short one. We'll go with Gloria. And this is my Democratic love song.